Hi, I'm David Walker and welcome to the Brain Tumor Podcast. If you haven't listened to one of these podcasts before, the aim is to educate and inform. It's to provide much needed information for those wishing to find out more about brain tumors. Please, if you like the show, leave us a good rating. In that way, more people get to hear about us and therefore more people will be potentially helped by the information in the podcast. Now, on to today's episode. Hi, this is David Walker again, and welcome back to the Brain Tumor Podcast. I again want to thank you all for your support. It's been very encouraging. If you really want to support the show further, please give us a good rating and share with your friends, family, and others that you might know, because I think this is providing a valuable resource for patients dealing with brain tumors, whether they personally are going through the journey or they know someone or their family member is going through it. Today's episode, I want to focus on pediatric brain tumours, that is, tumours of the brain that occur in children. I want to give you a bit of an introduction to the subject and then talk about what the differences are between adults and children in brain tumours, and focus on the two common posterior fossa tumours that we see in pediatric brain tumour patients. I want to focus on brainstem gliomas, and with a particular focus on diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, or pontine glioma for short. So in regards to pediatric brain tumours, why do we separate those from adult brain tumours? Well, there's certainly similarities, and all brain tumours that occur in adults can occur in children as well, but some are very rare in children, and the common brain tumours that occur in children are likely to be rare in adults. Because of that, and because of where these tumours occur, the clinical features, investigations and treatments are all different. And in fact, as a result of this, and dealing with either from a surgical or medical or radiation oncology point of view, dealing with children with brain tumours is a specialised and separate subject, although there's overlap from dealing with patients, adult patients with brain tumours. One of the key differences in children is that many of the brain tumours occur in the posterior fossa. So that is the back part of the brain where the cerebellum and most of the brain stem sits. As a result of that, the clinical features, the presentation, is often different to in adults. For instance, seizures are very rare in that circumstance. Of course, children can present with tumours in the top part of the brain, that is the supratentorial component, and they can then have seizures, but that's less common than the tumour in the posterior fossa. So when a tumour occurs in the posterior fossa, quite commonly the presentation is of raised intracranial pressure, and I talked about that in an earlier episode. And the reason why they get raised intracranial pressure is because a tumour in the posterior fossa, because of that space is quite small, will often cause mass effect and therefore blockage of the normal flow of CSF, or cerebrospinal fluid, and that leads to obstructive hydrocephalus. So the child will often present with a short history of raised intracranial pressure due to obstructive hydrocephalus. And that leads on to the difference which often arises, therefore, in the treatment priorities or the treatment timelines in patients, pediatric patients presenting that way. Because it's the acute hydrocephalus that is the urgent thing that needs addressing before, often, the tumour itself is being addressed. For instance, a patient who comes in with acute hydrocephalus, a child's drowsy, probably a history of vomiting as well because of all of this, imaging suggesting or showing from a CT and MRI a posterior fossa tumour, then quite often dealing with the hydrocephalus via a temporary shunt procedure whether it be an external ventricular drain, a third ventriculostomy with or a permanent VP shunt, that is often the priority before dealing with the tumour itself. It's not always the case, but it's often the priority because that is the situation that's going to cause serious harm and even life-threatening. Oh, it can even be life-threatening if the hydrocephalus is not dealt with straight away. So that is a big difference between the common presentation with adults of adults with brain tumours and children with brain tumours. The other treatment options, though, are still amongst us are really the same, and that is surgical resection is quite frequently the treatment of choice for many tumours in particularly, but it's not always the case. And chemotherapy and radiation are also options. One other consideration and a difference between adults and children is that radiation treatment is less often, although not always, less often given because of its potential long-term effects on the development of the brain in that child. And so the younger the child, the less likely that radiation may be considered for certain types of tumours compared to the same sort of situation in an adult. However, sometimes radiation is the best form of treatment for the tumour itself and must be given as well as other therapies. I want to talk about two common paediatric brain tumours that occur in the posterior fossa and give some details about those specifically. The first one is a pilocytic astrocytoma. Now, a pilocytic astrocytoma is actually a benign tumour. It's a grade 1 glioma, grade 1 astrocytoma, that commonly occurs in the cerebellum but can occur elsewhere within the brain, that is, in the brain stem, in the supratentorial part of the brain, even in the optic nerves, or even in the spinal cord, rarely. But the common site for a pilocytic astrocytoma is in the cerebellum. A child, which they're much more common in children, a child will often present with raised intracranial pressure from obstructive hydrocephalus. The history may be over days or weeks. They may also, and they may also have some other issues such as balance issues, vomiting, etc. On imaging grounds, that is a CT scan or an MRI scan or both, if they're done, the tumour will appear to be a cystic mass. So a lot of the mass is due to fluid produced by the tumour. And then within the wall of that cyst is a solid nodule, and that is the tumour itself. The treatment is resection of that tumour. If the patient can wait for that, then that's often a primary and only treatment that's required. Sometimes the hydrocephalus needs to be dealt with before the tumour itself is removed. But the great news is that these tumours are cured by surgery. With a total resection, pilocytic astrocytomas are usually cured, and no other treatment such as chemotherapy or radiation treatment is required. So that's great news, and it's one of the few gliomas that is cured by a surgery alone. It's not always possible that these tumours are completely removed, and sometimes they do grow back if they're not completely removed, and sometimes chemotherapy and even radiation treatment is required, particularly in areas other than in the cerebellum. But still, they are slow-growing and benign tumours for the most part. Now, the other sort of tumour that is common in children and occurs in the posterior fossa is a tumour called a medulloblastoma or medulloblastoma, medulloblastoma. Now, that is a tumour that is a embryonal tumour, meaning derived from cells that are developing within the brain. And almost certainly that's why they occur in children primarily. They occur in the cerebellum or the brainstem or both. They often present with a short history of raised intracranial pressure due to hydrocephalus. And unfortunately, these tumours on the whole are malignant. There are different subtypes of tumours, of medulloblastomas, which I won't go into. But in general, the treatment regime consists of surgical resection followed by chemotherapy and occasionally radiation treatment, depending on the situation. The tumours can be cured with that therapy, but sometimes they're not, unfortunately. And it does depend on many factors, particularly the situation at that presentation. So occasionally these tumours, whilst they're usually confined to one location in the posterior fossa, they can spread before the child presents, not so much without throughout the body, but throughout the brain and spinal cord. And it's a nasty situation. So that is a very brief summary of medulloblastoma and pilocytic astrocytomas, but it might give you some idea about the common types of brain tumours in children. But one other type of brain tumour I want to talk about is brainstem glioma, in particular pontine glioma, or more correctly, diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma. Now, it's one of the saddest sort of tumours that any human, particularly a child, can be unfortunate to get. These tumours usually occur in kids around between 5 and 10, and they present with cranial nerve problems such as double vision, unsteadiness, and sometimes raised intracranial pressure from hydrocephalus. There is a very characteristic appearance on MRI of these tumours, and unfortunately, although chemotherapy can hold it at bay for a short period of time and occasionally radiation is given, surgery, even biopsy, is not indicated at all. And it's an incurable tumour, and the child will succumb to that tumour usually within a year, which is a very sad situation. Now, of course, us as clinicians, we would love to change that, and occasionally surgeons or others claim that they can provide treatments for these diffuse intrinsic pontine gliomas, but they are deluded, and unfortunately the poor child will be harmed by any form of surgical invention, particularly an attempt at resection of these tumours. So it's a sad situation, and that I'll just wrap up my summary of paediatric brain tumours with that really salutary sort of note. But many other tumours, however, due to the hard work of surgeons and oncologists throughout the world, particularly medulloblastoma, the outlook for those tumours is much, much better these days compared to what it was 10 or 20 years ago. And that's a credit to all those clinicians and researchers that have been working in that field. And the other good news is that pilocytic astrocytomas, another common paediatric brain tumour, is usually cured by surgery. So thanks again for listening. I will be back next week with another episode, and hopefully that'll be interesting as well. All the best. The information in this podcast is general in nature, and it's not a substitute for the medical advice that you get from your own doctors. I'm not able to provide specific information or advice relating to your condition or anyone's individual condition in this podcast. But if you do have suggestions or feedback, please let me know and send me an email at professordavidwalker@brisbrain.com.au. That's all small case, professordavidwalker@brisbrain.com.au. Thanks very much. Have a great day.